A memoir, by definition, is one person's recollection of a time and place, a window into a particular era. Often, memoirs are important historical documents, as in the case of Felice Picano's Art and Sex in Greenwich Village, Gay Literary Life After Stonewall. Published in 2007 by Simon & Graff Publishers, this memoir was released nearly 40 years after the Stonewall riots in 1969, when butch dykes and drag queens finally fought back, hurling bottles against the police force's routine arrests and harassment. After Stonewall, gay life came out into the open and a revolution was born. Felice Picano was part of the 1970s literary revolution that included what eventually became an outpouring of gay and lesbian literature, along with feminist, known as the Women in Print Movement small presses. Today, it is easy to take our gay and lesbian literary history for granted, but before this time, with a few notable exceptions, gay and lesbian literature was pretty much non-existent. Felice started a small gay press called Seahorse Press in 1978, and in his memoir he remembers his motivation. "We all knew that if we didn't do something ourselves, no one else would. It was up to us." This kiss-and-tell memoir chronicles friendships and collaborations between small gay and lesbian presses, at a time when poetry was in vogue and audiences were hungry for a literature that reflected their lives. Small press publishers with big ideas were figuring out how to make a book, including finding authors, selecting paper grades, designing covers, and in those days, setting type. In his association with other small gay press publishers, Picano came across the work of lesbian playwright Jane Chambers, known for her gay-positive plays A Late Snow and Last Summer at Bluefish Cove. Jane died in her mid-40s, and her career was short-lived. Writing that Jane Chambers is now considered one of the most important women playwrights in American theater, Picano quotes Chambers as telling the New York Times, "As we become more comfortable with ourselves, the rest of the world will become comfortable with us." Picano first published the plays of then-unknown gay playwright Harvey Fierstein. In a classic tale of being in the right place at the right time, Picano recounts his first meeting of Fierstein in his modest Brooklyn, New York apartment. He describes the gravelly-voiced actor and playwright as gargantuan, over 6 feet tall with broad shoulders, and as someone who had more women's clothing in his closet than men's. Harvey had been earning his living as a drag queen since he was 15, and described how he was raised as a drag daughter by drag queen house mothers. By the time that this small press had published Fierstein's Torch Song Trilogy, in which Harvey played a central role, the play had been having a steady run and was well on its way to becoming an epic gay play later made into a movie. The publication of Torch Song Trilogy, of course, was a commercial success, backing the subsequent publication of many more gay and lesbian books and forcing book distributors, who at one time refused to carry gay and lesbian books, to expand their horizons. Throughout Art and Sex in Greenwich Village, Picano presents a community, indeed a world, that is teeming with passion and intensity in the creation of what is new. A memoir is living history, and in this way, Art and Sex in Greenwich Village continues to this very day, nearly 40 years after Stonewall. And as for the rest, well, that is history too, with us in it, forging forward. This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer literature and life for This Way Out.